CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, CBS News, visiting professor at Dickinson College, and CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. Jeff, the Afghanistan exit was a catastrophe for the people of Afghanistan, for the people around the world watching to see how the U.S. and its allies were going to conduct themselves, departing from what was said to be an Afghan National Army and an Afghan police force that was capable of maintaining security. It was not. And a year later, we have reports of half the country in famine, of severe threat to the women of the country, constantly brutalized by the Taliban, which it conducts itself as a gangland outfit, pirates. There is no organization right now that trusts the Taliban enough to transfer in money into the hands of the pirates. The neighboring region is fearful of and disdainful of the Taliban. Not even China seems to be getting itself deeply involved, although there's always opportunity. However, lessons learned. The Vietnam War was a guerrilla war. The Afghanistan War was a guerrilla war. What have we learned in the years since leaving Afghanistan, in the decades since leaving Vietnam, about our military and guerrilla wars, Jeff?
Well, I think what we learned, John, hopefully relearned, is an old lesson that goes back to the history of warfare. And you know, that is one Napoleon Bonaparte once said, the moral is to the physical as three is to one. And if you did the calculation, you would have estimated back in the late 1960s that there's no way that Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese could defeat the military machine of the United States. Just look at the numbers. There was, in 1979, you would have said the Russians, the Soviets, would conquer Afghanistan in very short order. If in 2003 you looked at what happened after the invasion, you would say the war in Iraq would be over very swiftly, and many of us suggested, or at least Mr. Bush did, on aircraft carrier on the 30th of May, that the war was largely over and mission was accomplished. And nobody predicted we'd be in Afghanistan for 20 years. What we've learned is that the motivation of the soldiers that are fighting the conflict are key and essential. And we've seen that play out once again in Ukraine, where clearly the motivation of Ukrainian soldiers who are defending their homeland, their values, what they think is a democracy, certainly trumps, so far at least, the Russians' ability to triumph. And that's hopefully a lesson we took from the Afghan war we'll carry in the future. And it should tell us one more thing, John, and that is what I always like to say is, you can't win a war for somebody else, particularly a counterinsurgency war. You can help them win it, but if you can't create a political structure that the individual soldier collectively identify with and are willing to fight for, then the cause is lost.
The measure of Afghanistan is that we could see right away, we as in American observers, that what had been effective was feeding weapons and logistics into the hands of the Mujahideen, who resisted the Soviets from the invasion in 1979, 1980, until the Soviets left at the end of the 1980s. We could see how effective we were. And yet we put ourselves in the position to be the Soviets, with Iran and other bad actors feeding weapons and logistics into the hands of the Taliban. Did that conversation come up many times in the course of Afghanistan, with the in frustration from serving military officers who could see that we'd been turned into the villains we'd dislodged in 1989?
Yeah, we certainly did. You know, this was talked about, and I think there's a certain degree of strategic arrogance, quite frankly, that we Americans need to be careful of. You know, that happened to the Soviets, but it wouldn't happen to us. That we're the good guys.
Right.
And then also, you know, you have to focus on what you're trying to accomplish and understand multicultural awareness. What was this war all about? Ultimately, what was it all about? What was the strategy? What was the end state we were trying to shape? And as the war went on, that became, and I was in Afghanistan, more and more diffuse, and it became more and more talking about turning it into a democracy,
We have 30 seconds, Jeff, go ahead.
And of course, taking care of women. And that certainly denies centuries and centuries of Afghan culture, which we're never going to change.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, CBS News, a visiting professor at Dickinson College in the great state of Pennsylvania. This is, and also CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.